Visiting today with Bob Rodenberger, Stockman's Livestock Auction in Apache. Bob, it's been yet another roller coaster week for the cattle business.
It has. Good morning, Casey. It has. Fundamentally, we know what we have and what we don't have. Right now, it's macroeconomics, which big word to me, what I learned, and it goes back to disposable income, and it's Christmas, and people are going to buy presents. They're going to have a holiday. And their disposable income's not as ready available as it normally is. You know, when you can buy a $2 pork chop versus a $7 or $8 KC strip, you're going to buy pork chops if you've got a family to feed. Now, I think we will correct this. I don't whether we go back and do what we did 60 days ago. Don't know, and nobody knows. I mean, we're not in the prediction business. We've got to take what's available to us and use for protection and lock in our margins and go forward. Now, the margins have dropped significantly. What we could have done 60, 90 days ago, that's behind us. We got to move forward. There is some opportunities I've seen in the market just in the last week. There's still opportunities for bigger margins than what we're accustomed to. So we just got to do a lot of homework and do a lot of pencil work and lay it out. It's not just buy them and sell them right now, but there's still a lot of positive in our business. So, our feeder market, yes, has taken a $50, $60 a 100 break. Calf market has held in there good. If you're a cow-calf man, you still benefiting from these good prices. Whether you wean them and keep them, unless you've got wheat pasture, are getting ready for a grass, you've got a large grass situation, that's a whole different ball game. So we just need to do a lot of paperwork, a lot of homework, and see where we're at and drive forward. We're in the agriculture business. We wouldn't be here if we wasn't optimistic people, because people's got to eat. But the runs have been normal. I mean, yeah, we've been down. I tell you, we did some figuring on Apache. At the end of November, we're going to be down about 10%. So that's about 9,000 cattle for the year. Oklahoma City, I hadn't run the figures up there. But, I mean, overall, I think the stockyards will be down, 10 to 12% like every sale barn is going to be, because that's how much we reduced our cow herd. In general, till we and the replacement market's not where everybody, if you've got bred animals to sell, it's not back where you think it should be. And it's going to take a minute for that to happen, because we're still not out of a drought situation. That is still looming in everybody's mind. I mean, we're still selling cows. In fact, the month of November, we kill more cows the month of November this year than we did a year ago, just for that month, not total for the year, just for that month. So the cow kill is still going on. And that equates to a smaller herd down the road. We got to remember that we've increased this carcass size enough that it's taken up part of what we've lost in total cow numbers. You add 5 to 10 pounds on a carcass and you're killing 600,000 carcasses a week. That adds up pretty quickly. So we've taken up maybe 1 or 2% of what we've reduced in cow herds in meat production. So we got to factor all that stuff in. And from my standpoint, I don't ever think about that. That's just, just move on down the road. But those are things we've got to take in consideration. You go back and look at a year ago, we're still selling calves $50 a 100 higher than we were a year ago. We're still selling feeder cattle $50 higher than we were a year ago. Fat cattle are still higher than they were a year ago. So we're still in a a great, lot more advantaged market than we were a year ago. And so you just work that backwards, we're ahead. I know our expenses are higher, but so is our profit comparatively. So with all that in a nutshell and a $5 cup of coffee, that's all I know, Casey.
Well, talk a little bit about the schedule for the auctions as we get closer to Christmas. When's everybody going to be open and closed?
These two Mondays in Oklahoma City will be the 11th and the 18th will be the last two sales in Oklahoma City. So they'll be closed, which is Christmas, and be closed New Year's Day. Apache's last sale is this Thursday, and we'll open back up the 4th of January.
And of course, you and I talked a little bit, the Beef Battalion coming up on the 18th at the Stockyards. I usually see you there at that event.
Yep.
It's always a fun event.
Yep. It's a good event. It really is.
It's really a delicious event, if we're being honest.
Yes, it is.
It's pretty good food.
It is, and it's for a great cause. I like to be involved in those kind of things.
Absolutely. Well, Bob, if folks have questions for you this week, how do they get in touch with you?
1-800-926-9696. Justin Kirkendall, Greg Griffith, David Gage, or myself, just give us a call. We'd love to visit with you.